Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your heart and empower yourself. And I just love that. And I really love today's episode. You know, it's a bit different than most episodes in that, you know, in a lot of episodes, I'm taking somebody with some type of physical pain or ailment or knee problems or things like that. And of course, starting out with pain and then coaching them to release it using their own mind. And it's awesome because you can see the actual change. Now, what I love about today's episode is that it's different in that it actually brings up a variety of different key insights in relationships that are things that you can take action on. And not only that, but some of the things that surface are places that people get stuck in creating real transformation in their relationships and in the way that they feel around other people. And what can happen in life is for a lot of people is that they feel like it's really hard to transform relationships because they can't control other people. And what happens is a lot of times people end up feeling stuck in their patterns for a long period of time and like they can't get out of them. And I see that all the time. And so I do want to start by saying you absolutely can get out of them. And I see people create radical transformations all of the time. And, you know, actually on that note, even if you think about episode number 35, who was a gentleman that I worked with who radically transformed his relationships and went from feeling extremely depressed to feeling crazy in love with life. So there's that gentleman on episode 35, or even if you think back to episode number 57, where there was the woman who had been hurt in relationships over and over and was stuck, and then ended up finding her soulmate in the most beautiful way. So you can even see on past episodes that people can create radically life-changing results in the area of relationships. And the reason that I bring those up is because, again, all too often people do feel powerless and like it's impossible to make a real change in relationships. And that has been the case for our volunteer, Michelle, who unfortunately has been suffering from really painful relationships and relationship patterns even since first grade. And so that's where we're going today, is really diving in and looking at those patterns and looking at making some real change in her life and also identifying the specific things that have actually been keeping her stuck and making it feel like it's impossible to change. Because sometimes what'll happen is people are working on making the inner change and then ultimately their actions or their intentions are actually sabotaging that and keeping them from making those changes. And so those are some of the insights that are going to come up. And so as we go through today's episode, my biggest suggestion is to just kind of notice and pay attention to anything that might surface for you, because there are a lot of subconscious patterns that are going on for Michelle that are unfortunately keeping her from making the changes that she really wants in her life and she really deserves. You know, everybody deserves to feel loved, and she's so beautiful, and she has a big heart, and unfortunately, there's patterns that are keeping her from really experiencing the love and connectedness and happiness that she could have and deserves to have in her life. And by the way, on that note, if you are somebody who is brand new today to the podcast, first and foremost, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, and you are going to be amazed at what our minds are capable of as you tune in to the episode. So I love that you're here. And also, secondly, please note that this episode is a bit different in that I've actually been working with Michelle for a couple episodes now, and technically it was all one long session, so the session in working with her was about an hour and a half, and if I turn that into a podcast, it would have ended up being like over a two-hour episode, but with a ton of insights. So instead of doing that, I went ahead and broke this down into three separate episodes. So we started in episode 99, and then last week we did episode 100, and today is episode 101, which is the third and final segment with Michelle, where we bring everything all together. And so if you are brand new today, then you may want to start with episode number 99, because there are some really powerful insights and also some simple action steps that we've talked about along the way to help you to implement some of these changes that we're talking about in your life. And we talked about she's been a therapist and coach and on this healing journey for about 16 to 17 years, and that she's still feeling really stuck in her life, and that unfortunately the way that she's been working with her mind has actually reinforced some patterns instead of freeing her from some patterns. And so we talked about that in episode number 99. Then in episode 100, we talked about some punishment patterns she had going on and feeling like she was a really bad person and having a really high feeling of that going on in her subconscious mind since she was a kid. And so we talked about that and bringing in the feeling that you are a good person and that you do deserve a great life. And so that's what we talked about in episode 100. And of course, today we're going to go ahead and take that all to the next level, specifically towards relationships themselves, and then look at the very things that have been blocking her from getting the real changes in her life. All right, so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Michelle.
I'll have comparisons. Like if at a social situation, you know, unconsciously, it just, my mind goes toward just comparing myself to other people easily. And I know I do that, and I try not to, and I try to bring myself back and da 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 da. So, mm-hmm. I guess I'm constantly comparing and feeling like I never meet up or, yeah.
Okay. And real quick, that's going to be that technically, I know this must sound odd, but that's another pattern. And so we're going to, bingo, let's go here. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it for two really powerful insights. And before we do, I just have to say, I love her self-awareness of, you know, the things that are coming up and she's acknowledging them. So I love that. I love her self-honesty. Just beautiful. Just really beautiful. And I would love for her to get results more than anything. You know, when somebody's been stuck, even working with the mind as a therapist for 16 to 17 years and is still stuck in every part of their life, that can't feel good, you know, and especially if you look at her heart's just beautiful and that feeling of wanting to feel loved, which we're going to dive into even more coming up, wanting to feel loved and wanting to have a partner and wanting to connect with people, you know, it just, there's so many different mixed emotions, but there's that feeling and obviously a lot of hurt. And we're going to be unpacking that even more and looking at transforming that and what's keeping her stuck. And of course, there are several things, you know, on some of the past episodes, we talked about just the way that she was working with her mind and programming in fight or flight. So that's a piece that of course has kept her stuck and just the way she's working with the mind. And we also talked about on episode 100, feeling like a really bad person and that feeling is really high inside of her, even though of course she's not a bad person, but that emotion is really high. And so that also creates problems and attracts negativity. Again, even though she's not a bad person, but she's got that energy and that feeling. And so that is also part of what's blocking her. So there's those pieces, and also there are some further things that we're going to talk about today in her actions and intentions also that are creating problems. So we're going to unpack that even more. But the thing that you'll want to know here is first that the pattern of constantly comparing yourself to others and whatnot, of course, isn't a great pattern. And a lot of times what happens is that that will kind of turn into a sort of fault finding of trying to see reasons that you might feel good enough. And when you find your mind kind of fault finding in others or even feeling like you don't match up, no matter what way you look at it, it can create a lot of insecurities in you, even if you're just primarily fault finding in others. It can make you feel socially awkward or uncomfortable. And so I just wanted to put that note in there, because if that is something that you're doing in your life where you notice your mind is fault finding of others, initially it can feel really good. It can feel like, oh, well, this person has this issue, so I feel like I'm pretty good. And it can feel that way initially, but typically it also can create an underlying feeling of insecurity and feeling not good enough, and also make it really hard to connect with others. Because of course, if your mind is constantly fault-finding, it ruins that feeling of authentic connection and bonding and love that could otherwise be there. So my point on that note is, if your mind is doing that and initially that fault-finding does feel good at all, you'll want to make sure to get rid of it, because it will help you to bring in more feelings of love and connection. All right, so that's insight number one. And the second insight is, notice here how she says, oh, well, maybe I'm not feeling good enough because I compare myself to people and then I feel undeserving. But a lot of undeserving actually comes from subconscious negative type punishment patterns or guilt patterns or different things like that, where people don't fully release the pattern. You know, a lot of times what happens with people when they're working with the subconscious mind is they'll find some type of pattern and they try to keep it at bay, if you will, meaning that every time it comes up, they try to like appease it or shift it, and then it comes up again, and then they try to shift it again, and then it comes up and they try to shift it again. And that method is never gonna make the real change in your health and in your life, because if it keeps coming up or if it's suppressed in the subconscious mind, then that energy is still there in the subconscious, and it's never going to result in the real changes that you're wanting to see in your life. So that is important. And as I mentioned, there are key things that are actually blocking her from making those changes. So that is a part of it. And again, in this episode, there are a variety of different pieces that come up. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with beautiful Michelle.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. There is a feeling, and I'm going to ask you to find it, okay? And I'm going to ask you to find, there's a feeling of, bingo. I'm trying to simplify this without opening too many things. So I don't want to go super, super far down the path, okay? So we're just going to say it. Okay. So there's a feeling of feeling bad for self because others are mean to you. And also wanting mom to feel bad for you when others have been mean to you as a kid. Can you see that?
Okay. So wanting to feel bad for self because others are mean to me, and wanting mom to feel bad for me because kids were mean. I can see that. Yeah.
And if I ask you how clearly you can see that?
100%. My best friend 100%. Ditched me in first grade. So that's where that started.
Okay.
I didn't know the part with my mom. I didn't know the part with my mom specifically. I just know that I've had a pattern of feeling bad or not feeling good enough, not having friends, even though I had friends after that situation, like my closest friends left, you know, in first grade, way back in first grade. But I didn't know the mom part as much.
I hear you. I hear you. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and just for a moment, bingo, that, bingo. Okay, so we're going to reframe this a bit, okay? So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and what age would you say people are when they start manifesting?
in the womb.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. So for your first grade self, I'm going to ask, should we feel bad for her that her friends left her, her best friend left her in the first grade, or should we remind her that she's powerful and she's the creator? And instead of feeling hurt and upset, she should create something even better, like a bunch of amazing friends. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it for two really quick insights. You know, first and foremost, again, I have to say I love her self-honesty in what she's seeing in her patterns. And, you know, that's a really painful pattern to feel like all of your best friends left you in first grade and that painful pattern has continued throughout her life. That's hurtful. You know, and so in this moment right now, what is important is, of course, I want her to start feeling like she can take back her power and not feeling bad for herself, but instead feeling like the power and feeling empowered to be able to change this. Now, in this part, you want to be really careful because if you're doing this in your life, you want to make sure not to blame yourself ever. I mean, if you think about it, when something starts in first grade, that's, you know, you don't even have consciousness then. Plus, chances are it comes from past lifetime stuff that then comes into this lifetime, et cetera, et cetera. And we won't unpack all of that, but just point being is that it started at a very young age, and then blaming yourself or criticizing yourself for something that happened would just reinforce the pattern. It definitely wouldn't help, and it wouldn't be accurate. You know, obviously, it's definitely not her quote-unquote fault, but she'll want to change the energy towards it and the way she's really feeling about it, which means that I want to get her to a place of feeling really empowered and that she does have that power to change it. Because especially when somebody has been trying their whole life to change this, and especially been working on all the tools, and, you know, she mentioned she was doing all the tapping for years and all these things, and it's still not changing, a person can feel disempowered and like it's not even possible. And so, of course, I just want to remind her mind that it is possible. We just need to do things in a bit of a different way. And that is key. And so, again, point being is just making sure never to blame yourself. That is very disempowering, but instead empower yourself and remember that you're the power. So that's really important. And secondly, I just wanted to make a quick note as far as the comment about manifesting from the womb. And typically the way that I see it is more so that our soul from past lives and whatnot already manifested the specific womb that it enters into. So in other words, the womb is the manifestation. So the reason we get the parents that we get, the mother that we get, the father that we get, is because they're a vibrational match to our soul that's coming in. So your mother, whoever birthed you, was that vibrational match for you. And so that's why you ended up in that womb. And so I would say that it's not necessarily that we're doing a lot of manifesting in the womb, so to speak, but we manifested that womb. And then once we are in the womb, we're kind of taking on the energy that's in that environment, again, because our souls, when it came in, it matched that environment and that womb for one reason or another. So anyway, just a quick side note on that. But either way, we do start manifesting from a very young age. And a lot of the stuff that does unfold at a very young age isn't because we're newly creating it, but is typically because it's picking up from past life energy that then is coming into this life. So in other words, a lot of stuff from first grade was stuff from past life that then is now recreating into this life. And so not to get into a lot of the past life stuff and all of that, a lot of times I try to keep everything really grounded in, you know, the subconscious mind and the energy of this lifetime, because that's ultimately where it is that you need to make those changes, is really in the neurons, the subconscious programming, and the patterns and the behavioral patterns that are going on. And so that's what we're going to talk about for making the real change as we dive back in with Michelle.
Good, good, good. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, in your current self, if you think about your relationships and you think about the feeling of feeling like, well, everybody's always mad at me. And if I say something, everybody's mad at me. And by the way, if I said that my current relationships is I feel like I had to really be careful what I said because I feel like people were going to be upset and all those things, you could feel bad for me. Or you could say, well, why are you creating them that way? Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want to remind you of that same thing. Is I want you to notice how your relationships are. And I'm going to ask you, if you knew that you could transform them, like if we look at it for a moment, there are relationship patterns that you have between your brother of, you know, of feeling like the good person and then feeling like you were telling on him and then him being mad and then you kind of being excited to kind of get a rise out of him. So there's that whole thing going on. And then there was the best friend in first grade, like the sorry for and the sympathy thing and all of that. And just for a moment, I want you to notice all of these feelings. And I want you to notice how these relationships are still playing out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, what would you like your relationships to look like?
I would like them to look like a good combination of depth as well as lightheartedness and play and trust, you know, trusting, building trust with the people in my life.
Great. Open. And how many of your relationships do you see abandoning you?
Abandoning me?
How many? No. Yep. How many of those like relationships are abandoning? Nope. In your vision.
I do have some good friends right now, so they're a good start. I don't see them abandoning me. I see them growing over time and deepening, and perhaps maybe one or two or three, you know, if a relationship becomes not helpful for either party at some point, then maybe more of a natural parting and acceptance, and that's okay too.
But, okay.
Yeah.
And is that okay? And so, but you're picturing right now what's optimal, right?
Yeah. optimally. So I mean, notice, optimally.
So I'm notice, even in your optimal vision, you were still picturing everybody's growing apart and leaving. Still one or two or three or four of them are still out. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to focus on where you want to go. What if your relationships all felt amazing and loving and sweet and fabulous and safe? And I'm going to ask you to take that in. What if your relationships all felt loving and wonderful and fabulous and safe? What would that look like?
It's hard for me to imagine it. I've just spent so much time in this other space. But yeah, I mean.
Bingo. There you go. Wait a sec. Oh, right there. Exactly what you just said. So our thoughts help create our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I reflect that to you and I say, by the way, I want this total change. And it's hard for me to even imagine what that would look like. How close do you think I am to creating it?
I'll show you. Take baby steps, maybe. Okay.
Okay. So watch this. So I'm going to ask you to try to picture it again.
Okay.
And if I ask you 0 to 10, how clearly you can see it, what's your level?
I would say 3. Like I can kind of name some aspects, but
Great. 3. Right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. It's about a 3. Okay. So watch this. I just don't want to go too far. That's why I want to show you something. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to bring in, bingo, that you're a good person. That you're what?
I'm a good person.
Of course. And it's cool. No kidding.
And it's cool. And it's cool to be a good person.
And it's cool to be a good person, right?
Yeah.
You're what?
I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
You're a good person. Yes.
Good.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take
it for my life.
And it's so good. And it's so good. And I'm going to ask you to bring that in. You're what?
I am a great person.
Yeah, there we go.
Great so true. Person.
Great, great, great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And now I want you to picture that picture again about your relationships and see how clearly you can see it. And 0 to 10, what's the level this time?
Say like a 5.
Like a 5 or right? 6. Mm-hmm. Being a 5, 5, 6, right? That's what I have. It's about a 5. About a 5.4, right in there. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to push a little bit, and I'm going to ask you to breathe. And first and foremost, you notice that it's getting clearer and clearer, right? I mean, not perfect, but you're getting more clarity, yeah. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause this and break this down even more, because this is a really powerful insight and a place that I see a lot of people get stuck. And all of the time, you know, people are trying to get their vision of what it is that they're wanting. And many times people aren't able to see it clearly. You know, it just, they can't get the picture of it. They can't get the feel of it, or they feel like, I don't even know what that would look like. And notice that's part of what she's been experiencing, you know, feeling like, God, I don't even know what that would look like to have a really great relationship, or I have a hard time even seeing what it would look like, you know. So that's what she is experiencing, and there's a reason for it. And that's what we're going to unpack even more, because what happens is that when you're consciously trying to head towards a vision, but subconsciously you have blocks towards that vision, it can keep your mind from even being able to see that vision clearly, what it would feel like, what it would be like. And a lot of times what people will do is they just kind of push and push and push to try to get that vision and try to like see it really, really clear, you know, try to just push themselves. But ultimately what you want to do is you want to change that subconscious programming so the vision just comes in easily. And that is the key. And by the way, this is the very thing that I did in my own life. And basically, back when I was first working with trying to heal myself, and I kept visualizing my body being healthy and trying to visualize my body being perfect, and I was straining to try to see it clearly. Which was funny when you stop and think about it for a couple reasons. I mean, first and foremost, I was straining to see it, which was just adding more struggle to my life, you know, more feelings of struggle. And when you stop and look at my life where it was, of being wheelchair, walker, cane, in pain, struggling literally in every area of my life at that point, I was just adding more of that same energy by struggling then to see my vision. So I was literally fueling the same feeling that was going on all around me. So there was that. And the other thing that was funny, because I was so determined that I was going to heal and figure it out, one of the things that I started doing was trying to like burn the picture into my brain. And so what I did is I had this anatomy book, because I was, you know, researching neuroscience and the brain and nervous system, every single thing that I could find. And I would literally stare at this picture of a perfect nervous system and stare at this page until I felt like the image was burned in my brain, and then close my eyes and try to see that clearly. And I laugh now, because now I understand that that's not the way that it works. And, you know, this was back in like 2004, so, you know, almost 20 years ago now. But that's where I started, because I had been trying to visualize myself better and visualize and heal my body and all this stuff. And I had a lot of misconceptions about how it worked. I just didn't understand it. And so at that point, when it wasn't working and it wasn't working, I thought, okay, well, my vision just isn't clear enough, and I've got to see my body really healthy and perfect. And so I was stressing and straining and burning the vision into my brain, so to speak, you know, kind of like that feeling if you've ever looked at the sun and then you go to look away and you see spots everywhere. That's the same thing that I was doing, is I was like staring at the picture so long that then when I look away and close my eyes, that vision was still there. And, you know, looking back at what I was doing, I laugh, you know, because I didn't understand how the mind worked at all at that point. But I was visualizing and I was trying. So that's where I started. And there was a lot of different iterations and different ways that I tried until finally I figured out that, oh, if the vision's not clear, it's not that you need to stress and strain, it means that there are subconscious blocks. And so that's exactly where we're going to go as we dive back in with Michelle. Here we go.
Bingo. If I ask you right now how much you can find the feeling of feeling like people are mad at you right now, what's your level?
I would say a 5. There's still like a little tension with the friend that I recently had a thing going on with. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say is about a 5, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. I agree. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I ask you to also notice the feeling, how much you can find the feeling of almost feeling like you won the argument. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find that feeling. What's your level?
I would say a 5. I don't feel like I won the argument. I don't feel like there was an argument to win. It was a different, but there might be part of me. I don't know. But there might be part of me that feels like I won in the terms of like making a point or something.
Bingo. That's what I would say. Making a point. Bingo. And that's what I'd say is about a level 5. Okay. And can you see that part of you and, bingo, that feels like you won in making the point. Can you see that?
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you let go of trying to make that point, if you weren't trying to make that specific point, how would things have gone? Would they have gone better or worse or the same?
I think what I'm saying to myself is it would have gone worse. It's like, I think there's a fear that then I'm not asserting my boundary and then people can just walk all over me. So there's, but there's probably a whole different way I could have approached it, right? Without trying, from this transformed place that I'm working to create in my system.
Absolutely.
Of just more like open dialogue or just assuming the best, but addressing the concern or something like that.
I'm
sure there's new ways to do it.
Great. So could you rethink about that offness with a friend that you just had? And if you were going to do it differently, could you think of what that would look like instead?
Yeah, I can.
Great. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you did it in that new way, how would that have felt and how would your outcome be?
I think it would have felt, it could have been lighter, more playful, some laughter and, maybe a little tension, but then probably more of a resolution at the end of just
beautiful
staying in communication.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if you started implementing that new way of communicating moving forward, how do you think that would go for your life and your relationships?
Really well, much better. It would definitely enhance my relationships for sure.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Just love your self-awareness. Just beautiful. Very, very impressive. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you, by the way, right now, your level of feeling fatigue. What's your level? 0 to 10.
Like a 3 or 4.
Okay. And, bingo. Give me 1 second. Yes. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. And I want you to notice the feeling of guilt that came up with towards that relationship. Can you see it?
Oh, in the, with that dynamic. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Now I have a question for you. do you really need to make yourself feel guilty? Is that really going to help? Or could you just start implementing the new way of being? Or do you need to like berate yourself for the past and feel guilty and blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, no, that would be a good one to not kick it to
would
the
be,
curb.
Wouldn't it?
Out with the guilt. Out with the unsupportive guilt.
There, yes, not helpful.
No.
Absolutely. It's never going to get you anywhere. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to say, okay, do you really need to feel bad about that?
No. No.
No. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. And I want you to take that feeling in of just going, okay, look, I'm not going to feel bad about that. I'm just going to start implementing a new way. That's it. Very simply. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you think about it, can you think about even a way that you could see if you could move things towards a more positive direction with that friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Could have a little.
And would you be willing to do that?
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful. And how would that feel to you?
It would feel good. We're going to get together soon anyway, all of us together.
Perfect.
Like my friends and I, but now it just gives, mm-hmm. I can do something a little more intentional.
Okay.
Yeah. And have a conversation.
Great.
Or just a little touch in conversation.
Beautiful. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Bingo. And again, I want you to notice the part of you. It's like a feeling of feeling. Bingo. Another way to put it would be to say, it's like a feeling of feeling, a bit abrasive in your connections. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I ask you 0 to 10, how clearly you can see that?
Like a 10. I mean, it's very subtle. It's subtle and I keep it somewhat hidden, but I know I can feel it and clearly see it there. And I know my good friends can see it too. So yeah.
I love you. I love your awareness. You're amazing. You're amazing. I love your awareness. Okay. So if I told you that there was somebody who has abrasiveness in their energy and in that feeling there, and what would you tell them? Would you say that's great? Hold on to that for the next 100 years, or what would you say to them?
Is it possible to be curious about just softening that inner, into that a little bit? See if there's some softening that we can bring into that.
Okay, and out of curiosity, what would happen if they transformed it into love in their relationship, like a loving feeling? And by the way, if you're hanging out with somebody who's abrasive in their energy, how loving do you feel towards somebody who's got that abrasiveness at a level 10, even though it's subtle and it's there, but how loving do you feel towards that person?
I mean, it feels like a bumpy ride, like a little bit of a bumpy connection.
Mm-hmm. Feels bumpy. Right. And it's hard it's harder to love them and express love because they feel a bit abrasive. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like if you were standing next to somebody who feels abrasive, how easy would it be for you to express a ton of love to them?
Difficult.
Difficult. Now let's say that they transformed it into just being really loving. Now, how easy would it be for you to show them love?
It would feel easier and be easier, more flowy.
Great. And if I ask you, how much love do you want?
I want to be able to fully receive love and give love in a very natural way.
In a very natural, great.
Yeah. I want to be able to have a life partner and all of it. I want to do the whole thing.
Great. So if I ask you, are you willing to let go of the abrasiveness completely? And actually, you mentioned that you were going to be hanging out with friends soon. Could you actually see what it would feel like for you to start showing up super just loving? What would that feel like?
Yeah, I can work on that. I can try that. it's been on my mind to keep trying that. It's like hard when the default patterns kick in, but yeah, for sure. I can keep just bringing in that new vibes, the new outlook, the new energy. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe and bingo. And I'm going to ask you if you're willing to let the abrasiveness go completely and realize it's not actually serving you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good, good. Bingo. I want you to notice your level of fatigue, 0 to 10. What's your level?
It feels like it went up a little bit, actually. Maybe it's just my system kind of like, a 4. Similar. 3 or 4-ish, bingo. I would say.
That. Give me one sec. That. Bingo. 100% bingo. Okay. So a little bit of the challenge that we're running into here. Okay. Can you see the part of you that feels like you're a therapist and feels like you should be perfect already?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And by the way, part of me was saying the fatigue was coming down to it too. I don't know what you were just doing, but, but yes. I might be changing careers because I don't know if I want to be a therapist anymore. Okay. I can see how that makes it harder for me to be a client, I guess, sometimes, but I'm way more open to doing this work than I would have in the past, but perfectionism. Yeah. Recovering perfectionist, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo.
All right. So let's go ahead and pause this for a really powerful insight. You know, first and foremost, again, I have to say, I really love her self-honesty. Very, very impressive. And I love that she can see that there's that pattern of feeling abrasive in her relationships. And for her to have the real relationships that she does want and that love that she does want, ultimately, she's going to need to really change this pattern. Now, of course, all of the time, people think, okay, well, as soon as people start being nice and they're loving me, then I'll change this pattern. But of course, that's not the way that it works. You know, you've got to make sure to be willing to really change this pattern, and then you attract that different feeling. And so, very simply, the question that I want to pose to you is it, are you somebody who feels easy to love? You know, is it easy to give you love, or are you somebody who is carrying a lot of hurt or abrasiveness or distancing yourself in that you make it harder for others to love you? And if that's the case in your life, what would you be willing to change to start transforming that in your experience? All right, so just some food for thought if this is an issue, and we're going to go ahead and unpack a bit more and bring this all together. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Michelle.
Bingo. 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 What I keep seeing happen is I keep seeing, like last time after we shifted it, I saw it go down, the fatigue go down to about a 1.3. And then when I asked you, it went back up to a 4. It was like, oh, but I'm supposed to know all this stuff. And it goes back up. So that's what I see happening. So give me 1 second. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. There's another piece, and that's why. Okay. Can you see the part of you that says, but I've tried to change all of these things and I've put effort for them and I've tried to change all of these things. I've tried to change relationships before. I've tried to fix my relationships before. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, and it feels like a lot of work. Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And what I want you to realize for a moment is that there are distinctions in this. So this is different than what you've tried before, and this is why. Okay. So notice even with the part of you, the abrasive feeling, how your thought was to bring the abrasive feeling down a bit. Mm-hmm. And the new thought was actually transform it into a feeling of love, because that's when you can receive and give love. And that's a transformation. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's one. The other one is also really getting a vision of what it is that you really want and bringing that into your mind. And so notice how you've tried to navigate people consciously, but you haven't first created that vision of what it is that you want it to look like and got that vision into your mind. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
So great. So I'm gonna say it another way. So watch this. Let's say that, so you know, you've heard before of the woman with the abusive father, and then she leaves him and finds what? The abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, blah, blah, blah. That stereotype, right? And of course, that's not everybody, but that pattern can run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Now, imagine if she said, look it, I've tried to find the nice guys, and I've tried, and I don't trust it, because every time I think I found it, the same one shows up. That same pattern shows up. What would you say? We would say that she hasn't really healed her pattern itself. So unfortunately, right. As much as she's, it's like trying to outsmart the pattern, but it really ends up following you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want you to notice for a moment that a lot of the effort that you've put into relationships has been trying to create a change, but hasn't really transformed like the abrasiveness into love and transformed the feeling. So multiple feelings are going to need to transform. And it would be one that abrasiveness definitely needs to transform into love. So that's one. Mm-hmm. The feeling of satisfaction for poking another person. Okay. That's okay. One that's going to need to also transform into not feeling that satisfaction, but instead feeling the satisfaction of the harmonious relationship. And what you pointed out is like when I asked you about what would it be different if you handled this relationship different with this person, with this friend that you recently had an issue with. If you remember when we had you go through and look for a different way to do it, you said, oh, I could have been lighter and could have been laughing and could have said it more in a casual, fun type of way. And it could have been lighter and all of that, right? So you can see how instead of the mind wanting that win, that there could be another win, which is saying it in saying things in a more harmonious way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you think about it for a moment, there are multiple epiphanies to be able to be taken from this that can help you to really transform your relationships in a different way. Does that make sense?
Yep. There's a lot here. Mm-hmm.
The other piece is also even, so you, can you see sometimes the part of you where you feel like you are sensitive, so you feel like you get your feelings hurt, and there's a part of you that that sometimes may want to hurt people back? Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bingo. So the abandonment pattern, so everything manifests for a reason, and that's what's linked up to the abandonment pattern. So if you could really shift that, that would be huge, and that would also create a lot of that would shut off that pattern of negativity with others. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like kind of heal the, just need be more okay with maybe my feelings may get hurt sometimes, but then that doesn't mean I have to like hurt other people or want to hurt. Just Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or just, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. I get it.
And of course, not only that, but if your feelings get hurt, then instead of it being your reaction to lash out, it would be best to just ask and process your feelings. Does that make sense? So in other words, yeah. if I touch your arm, does it hurt? Would it hurt if I touch your arm?
No.
Okay. And if you have a bruise there, would it hurt?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes what is coming up for you is just because there's some internal bruising, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So like, it's just my stuff, basically. There's stuff that's somebody else might not be, their feelings might not get hurt by something that hurts my feelings because I'm dealing with internal bruised hurt that I need to heal.
Yeah. So,
okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, again, first and foremost, I have to say I just love her self-awareness. And I know I keep saying that, but I do. And not only that, but the self-honesty. You know, it takes a lot of honesty and vulnerability to even admit that you have those feelings, even to yourself to admit that you have those feelings of feeling like, okay, well, people, when they hurt you, you know, wanting to hurt them back. And so I love and respect her self-honesty and self-awareness is just really beautiful. And also, I would love to see her really have love in her life and feel love. You know, it's painful when you stop and think about the awareness that this started from first grade and that the pattern then continues. And of course, a lot of people, the first thing that they want to do is they just want to go back and work with that first grade self. But that's not going to help because by now, this many years later, the self doesn't really have a vision of what something new is. So in other words, there's nothing new to work towards unless the brain has a new vision. That's why it's so important to get that new vision in and decide what it is that you do want and what that does look like. Because a lot of times people will just mistakenly, you know, go back to work on the problem over and over and over again. But of course, then they're in the energy of that problem, you know, from their childhood self or their first grade self. And then because they're in their energy of it and they're creating more of it, and then they're just in the energy of just that. It's like you can't keep going into that and keep going into that. And they still haven't created a new vision and really start getting that in. And so to transform, very simply, there needs to be different energy, if you will. You know, if somebody still has the same energy, then they're not going to transform the situation. The situation is going to continue to attract similar circumstances. And so for transformation to occur, there must be different energy there, which then means bringing new positive energy in. And then from that place, you can let the negative energy go and clear that out. And so that's why, again, we want to really move things forward. And that is key, which also means that this feeling of wanting to get others back, that she'll have to really let go of. And what happens to some people, by the way, is they want to create the new and they want to bring in that new energy. And by the way, they still want to get others back or have the last word or say that comment or have that dig or whatever else it is, you know, to kind of get others back. And from that place, things stay stuck. So it really does have to change authentically. And as far as the quote unquote bruising on the inside, if you will, you know, those internal hurts at the subconscious mind can feel exactly that. So it's not like there's an actual physical bruise on the inside, but rather just sensitive spots that come up. And a lot of people don't realize how much those sensitive things in the past affect what you're attracting in your world right now, and also the emotions that come up. And I've seen people before where they immediately feel criticized by somebody because that's their sensitive spot, even when somebody's not being critical of them. They just feel that way. And I've seen that many, many times. So sometimes the pattern can be real, whereas a person was feeling a pattern and then they attract that type of circumstance. Or in other cases, the situation cannot even be real, quote unquote. However, a person just feels criticized or feels rejected or feels hurt, and then from that place ends up creating it. So it can be a bit tricky, but again, just keeping it simple. The point being here is that if you do have these patterns, you're going to want to really be willing to change them. And so if you have a pattern of wanting to get somebody back, you want to make sure to be willing to let that go. And of course, keeping transformation simple, you want to bring in that new vision and get it more and more in as much as you can and get clear on what that is, and then also clear the blocks so you can see it even more and more. And that is how that transformation really occurs. All right. So that said, we're going to dive in for this final piece with Michelle to bring things all together. Here we go.
Bingo. And ultimately, there's a part that we're running into, which is the therapist part, who's thinking about a lot of it. The analytical mind is in there. But ultimately, these are the things that you're going to want to shift. And you can see how that fatigue bounces around, but how it came down very nicely. And then there's some bouncing in there. And so ultimately, what I don't want to do, because there's that therapist perfectionist piece, is I think the best thing to do is actually leave it right here and have you process it and see what it is that you're wanting to change, but also not feel like we're pushing up against the perfectionist therapist piece and all of that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Bingo. And what I want you to do, like if you notice for a moment, there's a lot of patterns that are feeding into other patterns. There's the guilt, there's the feeling bad. There's a lot of feelings here. And if I were you, as to not be overwhelmed, I would just simplify it and I would start getting that vision. And I would start getting a vision moving forward of what you want your relationships to look like. And also really starting to bring in the feeling of feeling like a good person and all of that and bingo and bringing that in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It makes a lot
Beautiful.
Of sense.
Beautiful. And if I were you, I always want people to start with bringing in the positive. So I wouldn't get caught up in all the patterns right away. Instead, not only bringing in the vision, but as you bring in the vision, also being willing to even start embodying that feeling of feeling love instead of feeling abrasive, but really starting to embody that vision. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Beautiful.
It does. Perfect sense.
Awesome. I have to say, I love your self-awareness. I love it. Very, very impressive. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And I know there's some follow-through things here. But what the biggest thing you want to remember is all of us, we're all creating our relationships, and that you'll want to really create your relationships the way you want them to be. And that the transformation is beautiful, but it takes real change. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much. This has been quite a gift. I'm blown away. So I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. You are so wonderful and you are so welcome. And it has been such a pleasure. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
All right. So let's go ahead and just bring everything together and simplify it. Because as we can see, there were a variety of different things that came up for her. And that's part of the reason that she's feeling really stuck is, you know, just everything going on, so many different emotions. And as you can see, I mean, she's just a beautiful being, you know, just a sweetheart. And in transparency, her and I actually ended up staying on the phone a bit longer and talking, but I didn't want to make this podcast episode forever. So I went ahead and cut this down a little bit as to not continue on and on and on. But again, just a real sweetheart and a beautiful being who really does deserve in her life. And remembering that we all deserve love in our lives. And so if you have any of these patterns, it would be amazing to start transforming those in your life. And so I know that there were some questions that I posed throughout the episode of even saying things like, you know, are you somebody who is easy to love? And if not, is there something that you'd be willing to change? So there's that. Or even we had talked about deserving, or we talked about getting that vision and being able to start bringing that in and that new energy in. That is something you can do also. Now, I want to leave you with a few episodes that you could listen to that could help you get even more depth and also to uplift your energy even more if you'd like to feel that glow. And I have to say, you know, I mentioned in the very beginning, episode number 35, where there was the man who I had worked with who was experiencing a lot of turmoil in his relationships and just a lot of hurt on the inside, and transformed that in the most beautiful way. I mean, the session is so uplifting and so sweet. It brought tears to my eyes in the most beautiful way. So that's episode number 35, or there's episode number 57. And if you happen to miss that one, it's beautiful because there was a woman who really addressed her patterns and manifested her soulmate in a beautiful way. So that's another one. Or if you're somebody who is looking at understanding the blocks even more that are stopping you from maybe getting the vision in that you really want to get into your mind and energy, you could go to episode number 91 that's all about blocks. So there's also that episode. Or if you are somebody who might be prone to blaming yourself for relationships, instead of taking on the empowerment of saying, okay, well, let me change my energy, but instead starts blaming yourself, saying, oh, this pattern is all my fault or something like that, you definitely won't want to do that. In which case, I would recommend the Quick IQ episode number 1. And the title of that one is the 150% rule, which is basically making sure that you want to take 100% responsibility, but only for your 50% in a relationship. So in other words, you don't want to take on somebody else's 50% either, but you do want to feel empowered to clean up your side of the street, you know, your 50%, especially when you can see that those very patterns have been running in your life. So it's about taking in that feeling of empowerment while making sure to not blame yourself either. So that can be a tricky balance. And again, if that is something that you've been prone to, I would listen or even re-listen to episode IQ number 1. If you already listened to it, I would definitely take in a refresher on that one just to remind your mind and get that information in. Or, of course, if you are somebody who's really looking to transform it for good and clear up the patterns at the deeper level, I do have my new course starting next week with Shift Network, and you can always join that. So I will make sure that my team leaves the link in the show notes. So if you are somebody who does want to join, definitely come join me. It will be transformational and uplifting in the most beautiful ways. All right. So that said, as always, please do remember to hit the share button on this episode and share it with somebody who you love, somebody you care about. Remember, the more empowered and happy and healthy and loving that everybody is in our world, the better the entire world will be for all of us. It's just a beautiful picture. So please do share it to help somebody have that insight and empowerment to start lifting their lives. All right. So that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.